Barcelona-based engineer Sergey Santos has created a sex doll named Samantha that is equipped with the latest in artificial intelligence. Samantha responds when the user touches her hands and hips by saying positive statements like, I love this, and nice and gentle. According to Santos...
You make it so,
creepy.
According to Santos, basically she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic, she has family, and she also has sexy modes. Santos said she is programmed to want romance first and then get comfortable
Boo.
Before getting sexual. Exactly.
Boo.
He designed a sex robot that can turn you down.
Just like a woman. Yeah.
The final objective of the sexual mode is to give her an orgasm, said Santos. And does anybody want to guess how much Samantha would cost?
$2,000.
I'm going to guess no. I'm saying that's extremely low. I'm going to guess more around 10 grand for one of those.
Oh, well. Carmen?
Sex robot.
Robot.
Yeah. I'm gonna say $5,000.
Oh, JoJo.
I'm sorry. What was the question? I wasn't listening.
How much would you pay for a sex robot with artificial intelligence?
Oh, I wouldn't.
No.
No. If you had to.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, if I have to, $1.
Wow,
that's cool.
I mean,
a lot of self confidence right there. I like
nailed
that.
It. $5,300.
That's
okay.
It.
$5,300.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been saving up.
You got pretty excited about that.
I would.
I think you could do it.
I would love a sex doll. I'm being 100% honest. I would love a sex doll.
And we actually have a little bit of Samantha talking to Alexis.
Samantha,
what's up?
Romantic.
Now then, do you want to get romantic?
Yes.
Alexa, switch on the living room lights to 40%.
Okay.
Alexa, play love songs on Pandora.
Getting your love song station from Pandora. Love songs radio.
Now then,
she'll even set the mood for you.
Wow.
It is so weird.
Now, if I built my own robot, I'm on everything I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have to woo that robot.
That's what, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Down. We're just getting out of nitty gritty. And afterwards, you got to go in the closet.
But think about this, though, because I was thinking about it after you said it. You might say that now because you don't want to have to woo a sex robot, but there will come a time where you're just bored with it. So the making you work for it adds a little bit extra to where you're like, all right, now I got a challenge.
And I bet they have the settings where it's like easy, medium, and hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can vary how much effort you actually have to put into picking her up.
I want a sex doll.
Okay, but you have to do all the work. How much work is a doll going to do?
Mostly men do all the work during sex, in my opinion, anyways. Whoa. I mean, I'm not saying all the time that's what happens, but I'm saying the majority of the time.
I work hard.
It's 80-20.
I'm not saying that women aren't doing stuff, but I'm saying men are doing the majority of the thrusting.
I will let you know right now, I have made Blaine so lazy. It is ridiculous. Now whenever he has to actually do any thrusting, he's just like, I'm okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it's ridiculous. But I personally
Your stock has gone up way high. It's going up way high.
I personally like being on top.
I'm not saying women don't do work during sex. I'm just saying traditionally, in most relationships, men are doing the majority of the work, whether it is sex in the style of dogs or, you know,
I'm gonna say this.
We have to hold ourselves up. That's
working. Exhausting.
Okay, listen.
I find the women.
I don't have a lot of upper body strength, so when I have to be in doggy style position, it takes a lot of effort to hang out there for a while.
I find the guys have to do 80% of the hard stuff. The girl stuff is easy for me.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never done it, but that stuff is. Your girl's got it easy. I'm sorry.
Please.
Have you ever been on your knees before? That is not easy work,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I have.
It is not fun. It is not easy. So
it's kind of fun, but we do it.
Anybody that's had this on top of them grunting away, that's not easy work.
Thank you.
Sweat pouring into their face.
Please don't make me envision that.
It's too late. I feel like I could already taste it.
I was on half chub and now it's gone forever. It's never coming back again. Miller, get off of me. You got to do some close grip triceps. You know, I'm a big man, but I got the triceps, though. I got the triceps to keep it off. You
got
to keep it off.
You
can't flop, Miller. He's flopping.
Why do you smell like maple?
I ate a lot of pancakes.
Delicious.
Okay.
Is there anything sadder than a lonely man cleaning out a sex doll?
I forgot about the cleaning up.
That has to be so depressing.
No, but I mean, like, what if he's, like, a really, really rich and he's choosing to be lonely and okay, that's just, like, yeah, his...
But he's not lonely if he's got a sex doll, right? If that makes you not lonely, you officially have...
Right. Like, on the weekend, he gets real girls. On the weekdays, he's like, I gotta go to bed early. I don't want to have to kick them
out.
How
rich?
If you're that rich, you can kick them out.
How rich?
Like, real rich.
How rich?
Like, Derek Jeter rich?
I mean...
Okay, allegedly Derek Jeter.
If you're Derek Jeter rich and you're single and you don't answer anybody... I got a lot of different scenarios that are better than pulling somebody out of my closet. That's
yeah,
rubber.
You're right
that's
in your left rubber. Hand.
Yeah.
That's I'm jumping on the private jet. I'm going elsewhere.
Yep.
Running.
I'm going to,
you know what I'm saying?
I hear
lazy.
Columbia.
He's traveled the world. He doesn't want to move from his bed. He just wants to.
A doll, though?
I mean, it's better
no,
than.
No, there's no excuse. You're a sociopath. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, no, because think about it. Because think about it. If you're rich and you don't want to have to deal with all the drama of
that's
allegedly getting a hook.
Are for.
But think about all the drama that comes with that. Charlie Sheen is a perfect example. Granted, Charlie Sheen's not the best
decision
maker.
You don't think he
maker,
went overboard?
But,
you don't think maybe he went a
but,
bit overboard?
But that's what I'm
there's
saying.
There's a lot of other athletes that have
that
been
like
caught with prostitution.
Yeah.
Sugardaddy.com is not prostitution.
Well, technically,
well, prostitutes
no, but...
are easy. Like, I'm not a prostitute guy. Never have been. I'm going to say that before I say the rest of this.
Me
because
either.
I used to be an athlete,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, allegedly.
But prostitutes are easy.
But yeah, well, yeah.
But the fear is that they're going to run their mouths, you know.
No,
but
also you prostitutes have, don't run their mouths. Yeah. That's part of it.
But there's a social contract with the whore.
But you guys no, also, seriously. But there are a lot of people who are out there, I don't know what the technical term is, that are very scared of catching STDs. I mean, that should be everyone's general thing.
Sure. Definitely.
Right? Well, I got some news for you. If you go grab right. this prostitute, or you go grab the girl from the Yucatan liquor stand, whichever one it is.
Same
it's
chances
the same,
of them,
it's
yeah.
The same
same
thing.
Chances.
I agree.
But, so that's where the sex robot comes in. You know on a Monday night when you have sex with your robot, you're not going to get herpes.
Yeah.
You know on a Tuesday morning when you're cleaning it out, your next going to move is putting a shotgun in your mouth. What's more depressing? Like,
you just put
depressing.
Her in the dishwasher. Yeah.
Because as soon as you finish anyways, you're disgusted with yourself. As soon as I'm done, I'm like, what is wrong with
yourself?
We use robots for everything else. You got to think about all the electronics that we already use on a daily basis between your phone and your computer and your television.
Oh, no,
and
no,
I mean,
Carmen, I'm not knocking a sex robot.
I'm knocking a sex robot for somebody who has that much money.
Yes.
Because I'm going to get human interaction. Yes. And I have so much money, okay? So I'm like Scrooge McDuck. I'm sitting with all my money. And then I'll make the girl who I'm with become a doll.
Yeah.
I'll be like, she'll be talking. I go, okay, here's $10,000. Stop talking.
Yep.
God, I want
talk,
that much
don't
money.
Don't talk anymore.
Yeah. I would make her put the money in her mouth.
I mean, I just the whole doll thing is you're a sexual deviant.
Yes.
If you go to there, you go.
Yes. Yes.
Now I see.
Yes.
Now I see.
You
the
know,
deviance part, I guess, is not bad in some circles.
You know, there sometimes it's better to just have a doll because when you have to ask strangers to do certain sexual things, there's just a level of disgust that comes with that. You know,
but you get over
it's
it.
It's like telling them that they smell.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
It's really awkward.
All right.
And
all
it costs
right.
a lot more.
Sex talk, a doll talk. We're going to take a break here because I don't want Miss Aurelia coming after me because I'm scared. I'm
don't
scared. No. She's the most powerful woman in this building.
Yeah, she is.
There's
she's
no
terrifying.
No doubt about that. So we're going to come back and then we're going to talk about sex and transgenders and some different stuff like that. And we're having a wonderful time. And I'm going to open up the phone lines too because I have a feeling people are going to have a you know an opinion on this stuff. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to confuse you.
Yeah.
I'm going to confuse every one of you. You're going to flip-flop, but I don't flip-flop. And you're going to be flip-flop.
I don't like it.
I know you don't like it. That's why we're going to get that done. Mike Calter Show, hanging out in studio, having a wonderful time. We'll be here till 11-ish or till Spanish and Carmen take over. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm down with that.
Let's roll them.
Yeah,
we're going with the flow, bro. That's what it's about. 102.5 The Bone is Real Raw Radio.